Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host this evening. And I would like to thank you for continuing to share ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you shared the word today? Today's Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight, is about achieving to assist. But I'm going to go about in a way that we're achieving, we have to take care of debt. While thinking about today's inspirational insight, I went to one of my old books written back in the 30s, a book about a dictionary of thoughts. So I opened this book up, and the first thing it came to was debt. So I wanted to base this inspirational insight on the first thing that I read. So it says here, run not into debt, either for ware sold or money borrowed. Be content to want things that are not of absolute necessity, rather than to run up the score. Such a man pays at the latter end a third part more than the principal, and is in perpetual servitude to his creditors, lives uncomfortably, is necessitated to increase his debts to stop his creditors' mouths, and many times falls into desperate courses. This was written by Sir M. Hale. So it made me think about, what is debt? A debt generally refers to money owed by one party, the borrower or debtor, to a second party, the lender or creditor. Debt is generally subject to contractual terms regarding the amount, timing of repayments of principal, and interest. The term can also be used metaphorically to cover moral obligations and other interactions not based on economic value. So although we have a program in place to take care of that money part of debt, the principal and interest, thinkbigacademics.com, let's talk a little bit more about our moral debt. Have you ever heard the term debt to society? What if we all had a debt to pay to society? Who is society? Who would benefit from that payment? How would you go about paying the principal of that debt? Well, let's look at paying that principal as doing good and the interest as helping others to do well also. You see, every day we have the opportunity to become better in ourselves through training and self-awareness. We can measure how we have changed in the way we respond to things that happen in the course of a day. Are you responding in a negative manner, possibly the same way for years, hoping for a different outcome? This is where, in order to pay the principal, you may have to change your principles. What if everything you felt was true was but unrealistic and an error in your teachers, society's way of holding on to customs? Would you even be able to do an about face, a 180-degree turn, stop on the dime, and reassess your past actions to proceed forth into a future of understanding and growth? For many, it would be a choice that you knew to be real, but would not put in the work to leave the comfort of conformity. for those who are willing, you will want to share this new information so that you can make interest payments on that debt you owe society by assisting others. We here at Think Big Radio have a debt to become better each day and share with others ways to bring comfort into their personal as well as financial lives. We appreciate you, our listeners and contributors, and therefore take action on steps necessary to ensure that we are paying our debt with principal and interest. We would like to thank all of our listeners to this brief Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight, Achieving to Assist. So as you proceed in your everyday life, are you trying to achieve to assist others or achieve to just assist yourself? Think about that debt to society. All of us have a part in repaying that.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.